We are listening to new music from Beirut. This is the Monday Morning Show, KEXE, KBXE. I'm Heidi Holton with Michael Small.
We receive support from the Rife Performing Arts Center in Grand Rapids, stimulating arts in northern Minnesota. More at rifecenter.org.
And thanks to Lake Country Power for their support. They're a Touchstone Energy Cooperative, energy that powers our lives. More at lakecountrypower.coop.
And also we receive support from Bemidji Brewing, celebrating the season with Beer Cheer. Festive beer and food releases, extended taproom hours, and great gift options. Follow us on Facebook to learn more. Bemidji Beer, nice catch.
It is the Monday Morning Show. We're glad to have stopped by again. Louis Johansson, he joins us in the studio. We're talking about some events, some things that are going on with the Minnesota Chippewa Tribe. Thanks so much for being with us today.
Thank you.
So first, let's talk, you know, there are tons of events going on this time of year. Wednesday night's a big annual dinner.
The big annual dinner will be Wednesday night in Marble. We'll start eating at 5 o'clock. All Native, anybody associated with Minnesota Chippewa Tribe or Native heritage is invited to come. We hope to have a lot of people. There'll be good food. The chairman, secretary, treasurer, District 1, District 2, and District 3 representatives chair people from White Earth are supposed to be there.
Okay.
So any questions people have, we'd love to have them there.
Okay. So it'll be for good food and conversation, and but it's not a business meeting.
No.
Okay.
No.
Well, let's talk a little bit about, first, the Minnesota Chippewa Tribe. What does that mean? What is that?
The Minnesota Chippewa Tribe is the six bands of Minnesota. It'd be Boys Fort, Grand Portage, Fond du Lac, Mille Lacs, Leech Lake, and White Earth.
Okay. So there's been a lot of things going on with the Minnesota Chippewa Tribe. Big things to decide, big things on the horizon. January is another meeting of the Constitutional Reform Committee. But what's out there that needs to be kind of figured out?
Well, the big questions for in January are going to be, does Minnesota Chippewa Tribe stay together as one, or do we separate as six bands completely separate? And there is the issue of removing the Secretary of Interior from the Constitution. That's the big questions for in January. So there's a lot of stuff going on. We want everybody's opinion. The Minnesota Chippewa Tribe Tribal Executive Committee are pushing real hard to have people, and they want people's opinions. So, and the meeting in January is going to be held at Hinckley.
Okay.
And everybody is welcome to come. Only the delegates will have a vote of what's going on, but everybody's opinion will be listened to and welcome.
Now, when you say the removal of the Secretary of Interior, is that with the Minnesota Chippewa Tribes, or is that National Secretary of Interior?
It's the National Secretary of Interior. It's the U.S. Secretary of Interior. He has, right now, he is a kind of our safety net.
Mm-hmm.
If we have any questions or anything, he has approval. He has to approve just about everything that the Minnesota Chippewa Tribe does. If we have an election and there's a question, it goes to the Secretary of Interior and he decides. So there's a big push nationwide to have him removed from all of the recognized tribes are trying to get him removed.
So he would no longer have that authority over the decisions of the tribes.
Right. And right now they want to change the Secretary of Interior and instead have an independent court system. Right now the court system is, I don't know how to say it. It's appointed by the Tribal Executive Committee. It's controlled by the Tribal Executive Committee. They hire and they fire the judges. So if they don't like something, they can just fire the judge. And that needs to be changed also. That has to be to where the court system is totally independent of the government.
We're talking with Louis Johansson this morning about the Minnesota Chippewa tribe that includes Boys Fort, Fond du Lac, Grand Portage, Leech Lake, Mille Lacs, and White Earth reservations. So you talked about that, you know, this decision is out there of whether or not the band stay together under this Minnesota Chippewa tribe. So tell us what that would be like if it was all separate, and what happens if it kind of stays together, or?
Well, if it stays together, the Minnesota Chippewa tribe still has its power in numbers with the state and federal governments. If they separate, we'd all have our complete control of our own reservations, but we'd be lacking numbers. Like Grand Portage has 1,300 members. They will not have much pull with the state or federal government. 1,300 members is nothing. It'd be like Bovee or Marble saying, we want to control, and it's not going to happen. So I myself would like to see them stay together just for that, but each individual reservation has their own unique lifestyle. Their own unique problems. So they do need a local government that's strong, too.
Okay.
So when you meet in January, will this be the beginning of the process to look at the Constitution, or will the revisions happen there?
This is more or less the middle. We started about a year and a half ago and informing each individual reservation of what was going on and asked them what they wanted. And then we came up with a delegation of 60 individuals. There's 10 representatives from each, or 10 delegates from each reservation that are going to meet, and we're going to come up with some kind of a document to present to the Tribal Executive Committee to see about getting a secretarial election on and vote on.
So, Louis, what personally keeps you intrigued by this process and involved?
Tell you the truth, I don't know. It's just been a push of mine. I've been chair for the local community council here for a number of years, and just to see the families that are split up with so many different things, and to see the problems that we have here, it's just become a thing with me.
Yeah. Well, if you want more information, so the annual dinner is coming up this Wednesday night in Marble.
In Marble. There's one other big meeting coming up on January 10th. It'll be at the Blandon Foundation. Their community room.
Yeah, the Stender room.
We're going to be doing, it's an interactive live Facebook thing. There'll be dinners, munchy stuff there, and we'll be doing an interactive thing throughout the entire 6 reservations and the metro area and all of that. And we'll be doing, it's the beginning of a 6-to-8-part presentation and showing what is needed and how this process is going about. The theme for January 10th will be the grandfather's teachings, the 7 grandfather's teachings.
Okay. Sounds great. And the Constitutional Reform Committee meeting January 18th in Hinckley.
In Hinckley.
Okay. If you need more information, you can always give us a call at 800-662-5799. And Louis, you'll stay in touch. So we.
Yes, and if anybody wants any information, my telephone number is area code 218-929-0725.
All right.
And I would appreciate telephone calls.
You want more people there?
Yes, I do.
All right. That's sounds great.